Inside Wrestling Talk, we interview the top wrestling stars on the independent wrestling circuit with questions including, who exposed you to wrestling? Were you nervous the night before your first day of training? Did your family support your wrestling dream? Are you a witch? For $700,000, would you legally marry a horse? Have you ever cried from a Vin Diesel movie? These questions and much more on Toiletside Wrestling Talk.
Esteemed guests and colleagues, welcome tonight to the first annual October Octo Insanity, where we take some field of contestants, divisible by eight, and figure out who is the fucking greatest of all time. I'm Dozer. This is such a good shoot. We have Mike Neck. Eyes right up there.
Oof, that's over me. That way,
we have the, well, that way-ish, the heavy metal masochist, Shane, let's get it on.
Oh, by the way, right down here is the doped up dude himself, Dozer.
If you say so.
I had to do something. He's been getting doped up all day with shots and all sorts of good stuff.
Apparently, this episode today is brought to you by Toiletside Wrestling, because why not?
Yeah, that but, and fucking Jacob Thornberry, Nigel Thornberry.
Jacob Thornberry, absolutely. Some people will think that's a reference to one thing, and it's a reference to another. They have no clue what's going on here.
Yeah,
before we get too deep into things, we just want to give our thoughts, prayers, or whatever you do to dear old Hacksaw Jim Duggan and his emergency surgery earlier today.
Yeah,
or yesterday.
He's doing better.
Yeah, yesterday. Jake the Snake tweeted that he was in recovery. So,
yeah, cheers to that.
Just wanted to get that going on there.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'll give it that. That is weird. That is a weird kind of bad.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
Oh, I got more now. Fuck. You see him knock over my camera. Imagine that. Jesus.
Just get it over with as fast as possible.
Oof. Yeah, I don't. It's like watermelon Kool-Aid with Popov vodka and some Old English mixed in.
No, it's melted watermelon Jolly Ranchers with just cough syrup poured directly into the mix. Man. You end up at 12% alcohol and a horrible blackout.
Apparently.
Just drink Everclear.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink. Who knew?
Shocking.
Yeah. I didn't read past the headline. I never do.
The more you know.
The more you know. Oh, shit. Well, I'm glad we can start drinking now. And I think that leads to Dozer has a question.
Well, no. First, we got to. You said what you're drinking, Shane. What are you drinking, smoking, doing?
Wait. Hold on one second before you do this. Before you do this, Shane. Dozer, do you have a guess as to what Shane is drinking tonight?
It's something from the 70s. Maybe a lot of Bush.
No, not tonight.
No,
dude.
No, sir. Shane, sir. It's a special night. I wanted to pay a little homage to you, Dozer.
Blackberry Shine.
I'll drink to that. Well, apparently we're just all mixed up tonight because I am drinking another sour IPA, Raspberry Empress from Crooked Run.
I'm drinking liquor and you aren't. This may be, I'm pretty sure this is the first time ever. I mean,
Dozer doesn't even know that I'm turning this in this whole episode into a drinking game. So this is great. He was smart.
We done fucked up.
I'm in good shape, dude. I'm in good shape. I mixed my my Four Loko with peach twisted tea, and it tastes just fine now.
You know, I'm going to play the beat. I can't hear the beat, but it's time for the Sheik of the Week.
Sheik, Sheik, Sheik of the Week. Sheik, Sheik, Sheik of the Week.
Sheik, 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 Sheik of the Week. Yeah.
Sheik, Sheik of the Week. Whatever, man. It's all a freestyle, man. It's all just what your spirit interprets as the Sheik of the Week.
Jane, what's the Sheik of the Week?
At shoulder level, go fuck yourself.
Ooh, shoulder level.
Hopefully not mine, because then everyone is going and fucking themselves. He also penis. If you are offended by this, you can go fuck yourself. You low life, dumb son of a bitch.
Mm.
3 days ago.
You know, I'm into that, dude. You know, that's what this episode's all about, folks. This episode is all about cancel culture and its devastating effects on our communities.
That is not what this episode is about. I brought the
wrong notes. I brought the notes for the gynecological seminar.
Oh, damn shit, dude. Do you have any of the PowerPoints or the charts for that?
I do not. I am God so damn, sorry. I was that. Really, I came ill prepared for that.
I was
one.
Looking forward to that.
He'd probably be okay with like a Word document, honestly, if you had that. Yeah. Pass it over. He'd be good for about 20-ish minutes.
Dude, I can come to anything, man. I'll tell you
what. Reddit exists.
You get everything you want, man.
I do happen to have a question of the week tonight. I may even have two, but I have one to start us off with. And it is, at this point in time, can CM Punk actually go heel?
Yeah, he has to.
Yeah.
But will the fans accept it?
I mean, I think
they don't have they don't have any choice. I mean,
just watch, dude. I mean, yeah. I mean, I do agree with you, but
he can
also
do heelish things. But I don't probably still fucking cheer him.
Maybe, but he'll
That's AEW as a whole, though. I mean, you know, the heel face line exists in AEW as compared to some other promotions. It exists, like people boo Kenny, but
I can also see CM Punk going full on with it anytime he went heel in WWE. I mean, he's the master. I mean, that's the thing that makes him as good as he is, I think, is his ability to blur the line of like what's real to him and not. And I think it wouldn't be hard for him to get upset and pissed off and talk shit about the company and the fans to the point where like they got frustrated and pissed off at him legitimately. But I don't know. I think it would be good for him because this is boring. I mean, it's great to have him back, but this is what I was afraid of, is like, you can't live up to any expectations.
The issue is they have Punk and D-Bry kind of riding the same line right now, where like they're not really involved in anything and they're just kind of beating up on mid-carders, and they're kind of moving into upper mid-carders and whatever else.
Minoru.
But like, yeah, but what I was going to say is that Punk right now just kind of seems like D-Bry Jr. Like, Punk came back and it was great, but like if you look at who's gotten all of the big matches so far, I mean, you know, Bryan Danielson, not D-Bry, Bryan Danielson went on, you know, wrestled Kenny Omega to a 30-minute time limit for what a lot of people are calling one of the matches of the year. He went and he fought when he fought Suzuki, you know, as a very trusted thing on a free YouTube. You know, put that shit out for free. Punk has to do something to make it interesting, because like Isaac said, I mean, it unless you're just in it for Punk wrestling, and he's done a good job. He looked good on
he's fine. Punk is really good.
But like, as far as his character right now, it's just, I'm here to be CM Punk.
He's like, I'm so happy to be here. I mean, it reminds me.
I'm here to collect that paycheck.
It almost reminds me of like what they did with Ronda Rousey in a way, you know, where it was just like, I'm here and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, okay.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, okay. Well, you've been here. Now what next? Yeah, exactly. What next?
Yeah, I mean, and they've just seemed more focused with Bryan Danielson's run.
Which throws me all off because before debuting, all Punk said is, I just want a good story to come back for. Okay. What's the story?
You're in a feud with fucking Taz right now.
Yep.
With Taz.
We'll see what happens. But I do have a second question. It's a longer one. We could do it in between the rounds of the bracket. Or we could go for it now. It's up to you guys.
Why don't we save it? And, you know, when we save it for a bit. Yeah. Real quick, before we get into anything else, I just want to give a quick shout out to Unsanctioned Pro Wrestling. Stationed right here in Columbus, Ohio. Went to my very first independent wrestling show, which was two of their shows last Sunday. And it was a ton of fun, man. If anybody's never been to an indie show, believe what you hear. It feels a lot different than a WWE show. And I'm sure at this point, even to an AEW show, everything's a lot more intimate. You feel actually kind of involved with the wrestlers. It was a good time.
Good old fashioned outlaw mud show, man.
So,
hail to the chief. Woot.
No hype, no frills, just wrestling.
Oh man, I'd like that. I like that style.
that's pretty damn cool. I like it.
It was free. I didn't know what to get, and I wanted to get something. I walked up to the merch table, so gave me a koozie, and the gentleman said, just take it. And I was like, oh, you're doing the right thing, bud. I was prepared to pay $5 to $10 U.S. dollars for this.
I know. And now they're getting free advertisement to our twos and threes of viewers.
Yes.
Hey, we cracked all
one of which one of which was with me at the show, so really ones of viewers.
yep, but you know, we should.
Well, damn,
we shouldn't
that's
just give that away.
Elevating my ego tonight.
Oh, goddamn, yeah. I mean, the only other big thing. I mean, we're not talking about the big thing that's happened with WWE, but we did watch that one match. Should we talk quickly about? Suzuki and D-Bry and Dennis.
Yes. Hello, Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Nice to see you.
I watched that on my phone in bed while my son was sleeping next to me. And I was like doing my best not to like cheer because it was, it'd be like, God, it was just hard not to react. It was an incredible match. What an incredible match.
Yeah. Dozer and I watched it together, which was, which was a ton of fun, man. It was really everything you wanted, wasn't it? Like, you got to see Suzuki bump a little bit more than what he normally does. Suzuki's not normally a bumper. He's a get punched in the face and sell. You know what I mean? He took some bumps. It was cool, but the majority of it was just chain wrestling and striking.
And really good chain wrestling. I mean, I think the only issue I had with it was like right off the bat, it was a little sloppy. And like you could tell there was a little bit of miscommunication. Like there was like a heel or an arm drag or something. There was like, and it just looked really awkward. But it also like at the same time, like you could tell, like you could sense that it pissed them both off.
Yeah.
And it like upped the intensity of it. And I don't know whether it was like on purpose or not, but it was like really well done in that sense.
Well, I'm sure it just made them both mad. I mean, they're both consummate professionals. But
dude, that first elbow,
and that first elbow. I've seen some people who said they pandered to the crowd a little bit too much, and you know, maybe they did. But I mean, that's what you wanted from that match. Like, if you're a fan of these guys, them just trading strikes and you being concerned for Bryan's overall health.
It was a pre-show. It was a pre-show match.
It was a pre-show for a live. It was a pre-show for television, dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a pre-show for a pay-per-view. It was a pre-show for straight up television. Mm-hmm. Dude, Tony Khan has big money and big balls, dude.
Tony
lays his balls on the table a lot, and it's cool to see, man.
I don't mind. Yeah, I mean, it makes things interesting at the very least. Even if the wrestling isn't always interesting, at least like this back and forth is, you know. And I still, we got to do an episode where we just talk about this, because I think we can fill an hour plus with just talking about this and comparing to the Monday Night Wars and all the comparisons, TNA, like any you want to make.
I think that we should get more through the Attitude Era, though. If we're gonna do that, we should get about halfway through the Attitude Era.
Well, I mean, the problem is we watch pay per views, you know. We don't watch the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, I mean, but regardless,
we kind of watch the worst of all the fucking Attitude Era stuff, which is the pay per view.
Yeah, whatever.
Like the Monday Night shows were like, at least they were entertaining.
but real quick, back to the match. Yeah, it was hard hitting. You know, Brian ended up winning, which I know Dozer had a little bit of an issue with when we were chatting live.
Dozer muted himself.
Yeah, muted himself. He has no clue what's going on.
I know what's going on. I muted myself because I had to adjust shit. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. All the drugs you're on, I'm surprised you're still awake.
Yeah, I'm rocking the hardcore shit tonight. But you know what? No, I am mad about it, because if Suzuki won, I think there's more matches in the pipeline on American TV. One, Brian winning doesn't necessarily guarantee more matches on American TV. That's all I want.
Yeah. I mean, it's been fun watching Suzuki do this little tour.
But, like, here's the thing, is I think with how well people have reacted the first two times to Suzuki, I don't think TK is going to have any issue pulling the trigger as much as he wants, because Suzuki's not a spring chicken. You know what I mean? Your chances to get these kind of matches out of him, you know, decrease every day. And obviously that's the chance with any wrestler. But, I mean, Suzuki's like 53. Like,
I've got a name that just popped into my head to face Suzuki for them. What about putting up Orange Cassidy against Suzuki?
That'd be incredible, because I feel like Suzuki would be totally into it.
I think they could actually put on something. Like, that would be the one thing that I think, like, if Orange Cassidy went in there and tried doing his shit and Suzuki has a laugh at it, kicks him a couple times soft, and then just fucking knocks his block off, and Orange Cassidy kicks up with his hands in his pockets, you know, pulls him out, cocks the elbow and actually fucking goes at it, and they start trading elbows. I don't know. I could get into that.
Orange Cassidy can go, man.
I'm not saying he can. I just don't like. I just think it's a fucking dumb gimmick. That's my only issue.
Man,
he's a great wrestler. He's a better wrestler.
Isaac, you've impressed the dentist, dude.
That's impressive. That's impressive all on its own. The dentist, the dentist, this fucking guy. It took me about 45 seconds to get that one, but cheers. So
I've got problems.
So let me explain what's happening tonight. As Dozer mentioned in the opening, we are doing a tournament, a bracket style tournament, because we just got sick of fucking reviewing pay-per-views for a little while. So we're doing something fun. And so we got a list, one-on-one, single elimination, to get the greatest of all time. So here's the deal. We all vote. Shane and I are going to be the first two votes. Those are our tie-breaking vote.
Fair.
And whoever loses each round, so unless if Shane loses and Dozer and I agree, Shane drinks. If Dozer and Shane agree, I drink. If all three of us agree, we all drink. And we just do that until we have an undisputed winner.
What if all three of us disagree?
Impossible. Two of us have to agree.
Yeah, it's impossible. There's only two options. Sure? There's only two options.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I used my brain for this one, my big old Jew brain.
We may not be good at math, but there is some we can handle here.
I'm very sorry for laughing. It took me a second, but I realized just how shitty this looked, and like it just clicked, and I was like, oh my god, it's just like a blank Excel document.
Hell yeah, it is, and we're going for it, dude.
Oh no, Isaac, I'm very proud of you for making this, man.
I didn't make this.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I just created the list, and I tried to send it to Dozer, and it sent it to him all banged up. And so he because Dozer's a genius.
Oh, like Dozer, I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going all the way down. We've got, I believe, 16 rounds in the first round, and we're just going to start at the top. So the first matchup for the SGS greatest of all time.
This is just greatest of all time, period.
This is just greatest of all time. A greatest.
No caveats, whatever you want. You know, round match one, we have match of the boring coming up. I'm going to give the lead in since I'm the tiebreaker, and you can slant this. I can slant it how I want to slant it. You have boring Bret Hart taking on boring Randy Orton. Rest holds galore. What say you?
Oof. This is, I mean, these are some tough ones. Like, this is, I'm looking down the list a little, and I have some. I honestly think Randy Orton is a better wrestler than Bret Hart. I'm gonna say Randy Orton on this one. Piss some people off.
To be honest, I totally agree. I don't think that Randy Orton is a better wrestler than Bret Hart. I think that Bret Hart is a better technical wrestler than Randy Orton. But I believe that Randy Orton's a better professional wrestler than Bret Hart. Randy Orton is vastly more entertaining in most matches than Bret is. Randy Orton, even though he is monotone and boring at times, is better on the mic and you know, you believe Bret Hart, but like I'm not afraid of Bret Hart. Randy Orton goes to fucking dark place, man. You know, I like Randy Orton better.
So Randy Orton advances. Dozer, what was yours?
Yeah, I was gonna say for prosperity.
Do we need to drink or not, really?
I was going with Randy.
Fuck, so we do need to drink. All right, cheers.
Fuck. Well, no, so Isaac, we don't have to drink if we agree, but Dozer doesn't. That doesn't make any sense.
No, if all three of us agree, we all three of us drink. If Dozer
the loser. Okay. Yes. I got you.
If Dozer disagreed, he would have had to drink.
Okay. Match number two.
Hold on. My math was wrong in something. Just correcting it.
Okay.
I'll introduce match number two. So, match number two, you have the Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan. So, battle of the extremely overrated. You know,
but only one of them could actually wrestle,
and that's Hulk Hogan, and I'm gonna choose Hulk Hogan, not because he could actually wrestle, but because his career had actual longevity, and you know, I don't want to make light of any issues Warrior had, but he couldn't go long ever. His career was segmented. I mean, Hogan went to WCW and changed the world after being the biggest, you know, star in the history of wrestling over in WWF.
He's
the NWO,
changed professional wrestling twice.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior didn't change, you know, wrestling as a whole at all.
No.
I mean, you know, he was a huge star, and I'm sure he, you know, he's very influential to a lot of people.
Yeah, but Hulk Hogan... Yeah. Twice seismic shifts in wrestling from just being big dudes beating each other to bodybuilders. And then the NWO shit. I mean, two huge, huge, huge changes in wrestling. Oh, and you could argue three with him going to WCW in the first place.
Why is the Iron Sheik in this?
Because the Iron Sheik is one of the greatest of all time. There's 32. We have 32 wrestlers here, man. So, Dozer, what was your choice for Warrior versus Hogan? Because I'm going Hogan, too. Because he's a better wrestler. So we're all drinking. He's a better wrestler. But also, I mean, like you were saying, like he's influential in a way that almost no other wrestler ever will be.
This is the greatest of all time in the West. I'm just now looking down the list.
This is all people who've been in WWE.
Oh, okay.
WWE.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, that's fine. I was like sitting on the thing. I'm like, where's like.
No, I was looking at it and I was like, I could have done like Great Muta and all these guys. Well, and
that's totally fine. I understand what field or play. Dozer, match number three.
Match number three. We have Rade Piper taking on the man they call Sting. It could be Surfer Sting. It could be Crow Sting. It could be Joker Sting. It just can't be WWE Sting.
Go ahead, Isaac, because we already know your answer.
It's Roddy Piper. Yeah, absolutely. Roddy Piper is one of those guys who was so good, he never won the belt. The guy was incredible. Incredible talker, incredible worker. Everything he did was great except for the blackface bit, but whatever. But I have a feeling you have a different opinion on this one.
And I do, because I think that Sting is the overall better professional wrestler. Sting carried WCW on his back. Sting then went to carry TNA on his back for forever, ever. Sting carried that company. Sting then went on to have a big run in WWE. It wasn't great, but it was still a really big run. You know, what he did in that company. And now he's on to AEW. He's still wrestling somehow, and he's still featured prominently, and people still love it.
Still love Roddy Piper if he was in AEW too.
You're right, but unfortunately he's not.
Rest in peace to Roddy.
Yeah, I mean,
rest in peace to a real one, my man. But, top five for me all time.
You know, Sting, I also think, could wrestle work-wise more than Piper. Piper could sell better. Piper could tell better stories. And maybe if Piper was you know, a little bit younger.
Piper was infinitely better a promo.
Oh,
Piper
sure.
is one of the best promos of all time.
But I think that Sting could work a little better. Dozer.
He already did.
I didn't. Okay. I did not see that. Sorry.
Do you remember that moment when Roddy Piper was on Bill Maher? And like Bill Maher's like talking shit and calling wrestling fake and saying, "No, you don't have a bruise anywhere." Roddy Piper is like pulls down his pants and like starts showing him scars and bruises, and Bill Maher's like, "Well, you know, I didn't have to drop my pants, you know, as a grown man." And Roddy Piper just looks at him and he's like, "Well, how'd you get this job?" It was so, I mean, the dude was so sharp. I just, one of my favorite Piper moments was basically saying Bill Maher fucking, yeah. Had to suck dick and get fucked for his job. It was great.
Suck dick and get fucked, buddy.
Somebody who's formerly jacked and somebody who's currently jacked. We have Iron Sheik taking on The Rock.
I'm gonna go ahead and go real quick. This isn't even close. This shouldn't be on here. The Rock advances, and I don't even need to.
Hold on. No, the Iron Sheik. Without the Iron Sheik. There's no Hulk Hogan. Iron Sheik taking the belt, beating Bob Backlund, and taking the belt from him, and going on and losing to Hogan was one of the most important moments in wrestling history.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Sheik is still not as good as The Rock, and The Rock moves on. As much as I love Sheiky Baby, sorry, The Rock is.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dozer just hit it.
If you smell what he's cooking, he won. There's no doubt. Now,
drank. All right.
You didn't have now to do my man Edge like this.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. These are tough. This gets difficult.
Somehow, there are so many of these that like actually kind of make sense, because right here you have perennial heels known for their opportunity taking, their cheating ways, and are somehow always faces at the end of the day too. You have, but Rick, well, but maybe not Ric Flair now anymore.
We have Ric Flair versus Edge in the fifth round of our.
I was getting there.
Round tournament. Hey man, you did a great lead in, and now I swept in and gave the names, man. It's beautiful. It's called teamwork, man. It makes the cream pies work. Dream work. That's it.
Just
that's
name who you want to win already.
It's Ric Flair. As much as I love Edge, Ric Flair is Ric fucking Flair, dude. Well, I mean, talk about carrying companies on his back. That's all he's ever done.
So
his broken back.
So I'm gonna try to make the argument here.
But you're not gonna be able to. Are you gonna go? Are you going Edge?
I'm just gonna make the argument for Edge because, okay, like I'm just
for Piper and still, yeah, or Sheik and still voted Rock. So
it's true. It's true.
I again, like Edge, you know, for one, he revolutionized the Money in the Bank, right? If Edge didn't win the Money in the Bank, would the Money in the Bank mean as much as it used to 3 to 4 years ago? I mean he really came back. I mean, he looks great coming back, man. He was one of the first to come back from career ending injury in WWE. You know what I mean? One of the first, not Daniel Bryan first. He had a live sex celebration on Monday Night Raw,
mm-hmm,
with Lita.
He wrestled today in some place with somebody.
Yes,
and I thought something about it, and that's about it.
Because
he made a lot of money for it. That's all that matters.
He also really is one of the greatest of all time. As long as you look at WWE, he really is.
Definitely revolutionized a lot, and you know, the TLC match alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all the stuff with Christian. I wasn't even looking at the stuff with Christian. I was just looking at the stuff with Edge. I mean, you know, million-time, you know, heavyweight champion. 5-second
pose.
The 5-second pose. Made a lot of fun of Kurt Angle before he was WWE champion.
He it
was
started some of the you suck
funny
chance.
Yeah, it's, I mean, really, one of the some of the funniest stuff in WWE history, them making fun of Kurt, him and Christian.
Okay, you know what? I'm not changing my answer. It's Ric Flair.
Go ahead, Dozer.
Well, who'd you actually vote for?
Oh, I mean, I'm just gonna put in my vote for Edge because
see, it does matter for tracking purposes, but it's Ric fucking Flair.
I got scared for a second with that hesitation.
So, yeah, I mean, it's Ric Flair. That was dirty, dirty. Come on now, man.
This next one is dirty, dirty too.
No, it's this not. One, it's yes, not even it close. Is. It's not even close. Yes, no,
ladies and gentlemen, we have the battle of the jacked up rednecks. You have Stone Cold Steve Austin taking on Rock Lesnar.
What?
I have one thing to say about this match, so I'm going to put in my answer and then move on. It's Stone Cold, because look at the amount of viewers for WWE/F when Stone Cold was champion and headlined multiple WrestleManias in a row and around the same time. And look at the viewership now and over the past couple years. So Aaron, Stone Cold is my answer.
We're doing a bracket shit, Aaron. Stone Cold is your answer. I'm going to take a second and I'm going to go out and talk a little bit about my boy Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is a one-of-a-kind athlete. I don't think there's anybody in the history of professional wrestling who... I mean, he reminds me of the only other athlete, honestly, that I can think of that I could even compare to someone like Brock Lesnar is Bo Jackson. I think it's the only fair comparison. a guy who's like a freak beyond his fucking nature, like can do basically whatever the fuck he wants. He could play football. He can wrestle like Division One. He can fucking fight MMA. Like he can do it all.
Straight up, LeBron James could probably be that guy. Like,
I don't know. Possibly. I don't know if he's the same like athletic level as somebody like Bo Jackson. It's possible. Bo Jackson was a freak, dude. I mean, the guy was a freak. He literally blew out his knees because he ran too fast.
But what does that have to do with if he's a better wrestler than Stone Cold?
Because he brings that to, like, I'm just saying, is that everything he does to a level that no one else can do. And every time he shows up, he's able to reimagine himself and show up in a way that's intimidating and fierce. And I don't know, man, I'm always been a huge Brock Lesnar fan. I think Brock Lesnar is one of the best professional wrestlers and fighters. He's one of the few guys that when he gets in the ring, you go, shit, this shit could get real, real quick. Because you believe him. That being said, Stone Cold is the correct answer.
Yes, thank you.
Unfortunately, and only because Stone Cold is Stone Cold. Like, I do think Brock Lesnar, in most ways, other than being able to talk, is better than Stone Cold. But Stone Cold is the guy who still can talk circles around anybody and get the crowd to fucking pop. Brock Lesnar's always needed Paul Heyman.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, Drew, because so, I'm sure you agree.
I wholeheartedly agreed. Stone Cold's the one who got me into wrestling.
Got a lot of people into it.
What?
This is another one.
The analogies are here, but really this would be better Randy Savage versus CM Punk, but that's not the match we got. We got Randy Savage versus Daniel Bryan. Not quite the same, but it's a great match.
This is dirty too, man. This is a tough list because there's a lot of really good names on here. And no matter what you do, you're going to have to put people up against, greats against greats. And yeah, how do you go Randy Savage against Daniel Bryan?
Y'all can't see it. It's match 12. That's the impossible one.
Well, I'm going to make the argument for Daniel Bryan. One, because his story in WWE unto itself is insane. He gets hired, gets fired for being too brutal, gets hired back, becomes a huge babyface, loses in ends up turning heel, loses at WrestleMania in 10 seconds, ends up coming back to have literally the only thing in the world that could cure a crowd of seeing The Undertaker lose at WrestleMania. And that was him conquering the world. He then gets screwed and ends up having to retire for many years, comes back, has a great run in the same company. Started off kind of slow, but he's world champion multiple times, a big crowd favorite, leaves and is now one of the biggest stars in the biggest up and coming company. The world has seen since, WCW. No. Randy's a technical wrestler. Randy's incredible. But next point is that he's not Bryan Danielson good. He's not.
No, but goddamn, Randy Savage, like...
He could have been if he was born a little later. I firmly believe that.
This is tough because of the generational thing, but I think...
I'd rather watch a Bryan match than a Randy Savage
really,
match.
Really hard. Because when you talk about professional wrestlers, like I don't think that there's anybody who epitomizes professional wrestling as a human being better than Randy Savage. Like everything about Randy Savage screams professional wrestling. He lives it. He breathes it. Like you could just feel it. Like it didn't feel like there was a gimmick there. Like you could probably find Randy Savage, at any time of the day, and he was going to be that intense. And I don't know. There's something about it, and I, I, I'm torn on this one. I'm torn on this one. So say what you're going to say, because I'm still debating.
I just wanted to say, I mean, this is a really interesting one, because Brian's kind of following the Randy Savage thing, right? He was with whatever before, and then he was with WWE forever. And then really late. I think Randy joined WCW a little later than Brian, but it's still comparable. Really late. He joined another company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you're seeing him go back to what he was, but still reinvent himself.
You think Daniel Bryan fucks Stephanie too? Like Macho Man. You know what?
Probably
I'm gonna
not.
I'm gonna give it to Macho Man. I'm gonna have to go with Macho Man on this one. This is really hard for me because Daniel Bryan is a better in-ring wrestler, but Randy Savage.
Who did you officially vote for?
Brian Danielson / Daniel Bryan.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but you're going to have to drink. Sorry, wrong button.
Yeah, Randy Savage took that round, and I'm sorry, dude. That is a really tough one.
Here is my reasoning, and it's very simple reasoning. Go up to anybody on the street, because we all know I'm here as the average Joe. Ask him who Randy Savage is, and ask him who Daniel Bryan Danielson is.
I can agree with that. Everyone knows Macho Man.
Everyone knows. Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, Bone Saul's gonna get you.
Yeah, like, I got you for 3 minutes. Yeah. Where are you going? You're going nowhere.
We know who the fuck Randy Savage is. He's the winner. No doubt about it. And yes, Crypto is right. The motherfucker's still on a Slim Jim.
Wow. I want
a Slim Jim. Snap into a Slim Jim. I straight up don't really like Slim Jims. I mean, they're okay, but like, I would much rather just have beef jerky.
Did they stop making the nacho Slim Jim? Because that shit was my fucking jam forever, and I can't find nacho Slim
Jim. I'll tell you what I really like is the little chew beef jerky. You know what I'm talking about? It comes in the little dip pan.
I like.
Is somehow a Slim Jim has fewer carbs than beef jerky? And I'm talking original flavor. I ain't talking none of that fucking teriyaki shit or whatever.
I love these things, dude. The Big Mamas.
Oh, no. That is heinous.
Nah, dude. That's some good shit right there, man. God damn it, Aaron. I know you don't eat meat, but if you look in that fucking document that you sent us today, whatever that fucking weird paper thing was that you sent us, you can look up Aaron Ozzy Osbourne eats meat and loves it, and it'll say it in there, and it'll be true. So you might as well just stop fighting it, fucking vegan bastard.
Oh man, you almost said a bad word.
What, vegan? Vegan is bad. I had no. I wasn't going to say anything else.
Talking about bad words,
but I said the bad.
We have the devil's favorite demon, and someone who's probably currently resting down by the devil.
Oof.
We have Kane and Daniel Bryan for match 8.
Kane and Chris.
Daniel Bryan.
That Chris fucking Benoit. Piece of shit.
So, funnily enough, the first pay-per-view I ever went to, Bad Blood 2004, I think this was the opening match, Kane versus Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan wrestled twice.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Kane and Chris Benoit is the actual match up here.
Yes, which is I saw that and laughed.
Saw Benoit?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw
you. You said Brian. Okay, cool.
Oh, sorry. Dozer confused me. Kane
was just up the ladder.
Kane and Chris Benoit wrestled at Bad Blood 2004, which I was a little tight at in the opening match. And the answer is Chris Benoit, right?
It's gotta be.
No, is it?
I mean, it sucks.
It sucks to say it.
Fuck that. Chris... I mean, fuck that guy. Move on.
I fucking hate to do it to Kane because I do think Kane is like an incredible person, a great guy. very smart and great wrestler. I think Kane is an incredible character, but like, let's be honest, he's not the best wrestler. he's good.
He ain't Benoit.
No. Oh, Roman.
I have to drink on that one.
Oh, you're going Kane?
I went Kane.
All right, dude. Good for you, man. Good for
because
you
know what? He is one of the most prolific wrestlers of all time. He has also had one of the longest careers with fewest injuries.
Yeah.
Well, like, what about Jerry the King Lawler, though? Talk about long career, no injuries.
He had that heart attack that one time.
Yeah, but that, I mean, dude, that was in like 2000 and what, 10 or something like that? Long stretch. You know that he's never broken anything? You know that Jerry Lawler's never had a broken bone?
Well, I mean,
crazy?
He wrestled like extremely safe.
Yeah, I mean, he was
and
smart.
Very, very fakely.
Yeah, you know. Don't tell me the Memphis crowd, dude.
Bro, I'll fuck all them up, man. You fight Nick Gage, I'll fight Memphis.
I've got no analogous for this one. We have Owen Hart taking on Roman Reigns.
It's got to be Owen. It's got to be Owen. Owen was incredible. What do you think, man?
Shane is
broken.
I think that it's Roman. I think it's Roman by like a mile, to be honest with you. I don't think that Roman's a better wrestler, but how many WrestleManias or other large stage shows did Owen headline?
How many did fucking Warrior or fucking, I don't know, dude. There's a lot of guys that headlined a lot of shows that didn't deserve it. They made a goddamn Punjabi prison match for Great Khali.
Okay. But like how many? Like as a whole?
36.
None. None. Zero. How many WrestleManias
Shawn Michaels has?
Roman Reigns headline now. Four now in his very young career. Think about how impactful the Shield was. Think about, even though people hated it, how long he's been champion for, how long he's been in the title scene.
White guys in the nation.
I mean, that's
the nation with the white guys.
Yeah, you're right. And Owen is more talented than Roman is, and that's fine. But as far as being a professional wrestler, and if you're looking at what happened, Roman takes the cake.
It's tough to say, Aaron, who's influenced by Roman, because he's still influencing.
Yeah.
He's still young in his career.
We have to look 20 years down the road at that. But
like the bottom line is this, is Roman is like still the best champion in the world, really. And I love Kenny as heel champion in AEW. But Roman really is the you know, the biggest champion in the world today by like a lot. I mean, just went and beat Lesnar and that over there, you know, today.
Well, shit, I guess I actually have to work now.
Yeah. Owen and Roman, dude.
Roman.
It's
total
not,
package.
Uh-huh.
Owen is a better wrestler. No
it's
doubt.
It's not
but
Owen's fault.
Professional wrestlers. He's even better on the mic. But Roman has something. He has it. I hate to say it.
It's
I feel dirty.
I really don't think it's Owen's fault. Like from my point of view, at least. But
no, it's that goddamn wrong carabiner's fault. Because I think if Owen had a longer career, by far, we'd be talking Owen right now.
But the issue is Owen wanted out of wrestling anyways. Like he was planning on leaving. Who knows what would have happened? Whatever. But I just, you know,
yeah.
All right.
Next up, we got Hunter Hearst Helmsley taking on Edith Guerrero.
That's another tough one in a lot of ways.
It's a really tough one.
It really is. I mean, and no disrespect to Eddie Guerrero, because Eddie Guerrero is the first thing I want to go to. Instinctually, I want to go Eddie Guerrero on this. But Triple H, I mean, God, talk about impact. Talk about fucking impact on the business.
Guys were an impact.
I have to go Eddie Guerrero. I have to. I'll let someone else pick Triple H because I feel like it has to happen. But Eddie is just, God, he was so good. Eddie was so fucking good. And as Cornette said, Triple H was always the guy that worked with the guy. Eddie was the fucking guy, dude, in my opinion.
I agree with you. You know, Triple H did have more success overall in WWE than Eddie, but Dozer's point about Owen, perfectly encapsulates how I feel about this particular situation. And you know, Eddie was on the downslide of his career when he passed, but he wasn't done. He wasn't done by a long shot.
And the only issue is that they might have still just treated him with fucking the racist lens that they always used. But
Triple H is a pro wrestler, and that's what he is. But has Triple H changed a lot, or did Triple H just be a really exemplary piece of what was going on at any point of time he was doing it? He was exemplary in the Attitude Era, but he was with Shawn Michaels, he was with everyone else, and he was very attitude-y. And then, you know, there was the Ruthless Aggression where he was really strong, and then, you know, the Attitude Era kind of came back and he was funny, and then he got old and he was like a really good old wrestler. But Eddie,
he's never been a good promo. He's always been just long-winded and kind of like, if he cut his promos in half, they would be okay, but they're just so boring.
Yeah, but with Eddie, I mean, Eddie changed everything. I mean, honestly, I just right off the top of my head, you know who we would have never ever seen? Hello, Robert. As a professional wrestler without Eddie, we wouldn't have ever seen Sasha. And sure. You know, she is a prominent player, and I'm sure there's plenty of wrestlers that would give a ton of credit to Triple H, whatever. But Eddie is that beloved everywhere. I mean, you don't insult Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just saw the next matchup.
I'm giving it to Eddie. Now we have Shawn Michaels taking on John Cena. Battle of the heavyweights, lightweights. Jesus.
This is quite possibly the most difficult choice on the whole list. Honestly, so far.
It's pretty easy.
Let's just go. We're not even going to ask questions. We're going to do this as a speed round. Nobody defend or anything. Isaac, pick one.
Shawn Michaels.
Whoa. John Cena.
God damn it, I have to break a tie on this one?
Yes.
It's hard.
Explain your reasoning, though.
Fine, I will explain my reasoning. But for first, I will fix my spreadsheet. Something I broke. Oh, well, fuck it.
Fuck it, so, we'll do it live!
We are. So, you know, I think...
That's really hard.
I'm just going to put a number in. It's going to populate a name, and he's Mr. Aww. WrestleMania. He's Mr. WrestleMania. He helped for so much. I
feel bad, dude. John Cena. And, oh man, Shawn Michaels is a better wrestler.
So
he really is.
But does WWE, I mean, real quick, not that I want a long-winded answer, does WWE you know, survive the mid-2000s to early 2010s without Cena, though.
It doesn't get there without Michaels. It doesn't even get there without Michaels.
Okay. I mean, I'm just, you know.
The screw job, man. You can't, I mean, that's what changed everything for WWF.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hey, my answer changed.
It did? Fuck, dude. John Cena, all right. John Cena.
It's right on the line. Like, if there could be a tie, this would be a tie. Like,
it's that's a really incredibly hard choice. Do any of our viewers have an answer for John Cena versus Shawn Michaels? I'm just curious. If you do, I agree to that. I agree with he's a better wrestler, but a worse person. John Cena is, I mean, yeah, he's incredible.
Here's what I will say.
That's Robert. That's Mr. Yes. That's Mr. Garrett.
Yes, that is real quick, Robert. We are just doing 32 of the best WWE wrestlers, but also including other places they've wrestled.
Yeah, so we're looking right now. We're just curious what your opinion is on John Cena versus Shawn Michaels. Who's the better wrestler?
Shawn Michaels has always been there. He's always been Mr. WrestleMania. He's always been one of the best guys there. But I'm not positive he's ever truly been the face that runs the place. Mm-mm. He's never been that number one guy.
I disagree completely.
Attitude Era, Stone Cold and The Rock.
No, but before the all era that.
Right before Brett. And as no. Brett left, Stone Cold. He's Brett, never been the face that runs the place.
Brett was the face, but without Shawn Michaels, Brett would have been fucking nothing. You're absolutely right.
But he's always the number two. He's always.
I don't think he was number two.
Always
dude.
A bridesmaid, DX? Never the bride. Like
everything he did was big, man. I don't know, Mr. WrestleMania. Mr. WrestleMania. His matches with Taker, all of it.
I know there's so much so good, but I got to go John Cena.
All right. No. Okay. Next we got Bruno
Sammartino versus CM Punk.
Real quick, and then I'm going to be honest, y'all, for the first time in a while, I got to go pee, but it's already late. Bruno Sammartino, because of, historical value. I mean, the Madison Square Garden run, everything else, WWF. I mean, CM Punk, whatever. I mean, but
the greatest wrestler of all time.
I mean, the biggest draw of all time,
the longest running champion of all time. Go pee.
Do that. I'll be right back.
I wish you could bring your camera with you so we could watch.
No,
we're live on places. That's for private audiences.
Sorry. Okay. That's our OnlyFans. If you want to watch Shane pee, that's OnlyFans.com/suchgoodshoot. Sean, I agree, man. What would wrestling be without? Yeah, exactly. John Cena was the star in the weakest era of professional wrestling.
No. Mm-hmm. I was responding to Aaron, just Incredibles. But on the Bruno versus Punk aspect here, I love Punk. And, 10 years down the road, we may be asking the very same question I will be asking, just slightly different. Would we have had the WWF without Bruno?
No.
And, absolutely. Come down the road, we may be asking, I don't think we'd be asking, but we may be asking, would we have AEW if Punk never arrived there?
That's a great analysis. That's the kind of analysis that we don't pay you for.
Yeah, and you know what? We may be asking that. I would like to think we wouldn't be, but we may be asking that.
Damn, dude. That's an interesting question. So it sounds like you're going Bruno.
Yes.
Shane. Bruno, I think, is one already because you chose Bruno. Okay. I haven't made up my mind yet. Dozer just made a really good point. He just said, would there be a WWF without Bruno? And in 10 years down the road, will we be saying, would there have been an AEW without CM Punk?
Yes.
We don't know.
We don't know is the answer. But I do agree. That's a really tough matchup as well. But Bruno Sammartino is, I mean, it's hard to beat Bruno. So yeah, the next matchup, we got a couple left, and then we get to blast through rounds, the last rounds.
Jericho versus Andre. And
Andre the Giant.
You know what? Jericho. The same fucking questions I said to the last one definitely fucking apply to this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Would there be a WWF without Andre? And would there be a Chris, an AEW
without Jericho? Would there be an AEW without Jericho?
That's the real question. Because I mean, listen, even if AEW died before, like the day before CM Punk joined, AEW would still be remembered for something. Maybe not to the legacy they get remembered for, but they made enough of a mark in that time to still matter.
Mm-hmm.
Without Chris Jericho is the real question. And that's why I'm going Chris Jericho. Just the longevity he's had in his career, how much he's meant to so many companies. Beyond the in-ring work, which is much better than the Andre stuff. And that's, you know, uncomparable, whatever. You know, you can't compare Andre to Jericho in-ring work. But, like, Chris Jericho is Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling, and I mean that as legitimately as I possibly can.
Yeah,
and who's the base of that goddamn mountain?
You know,
Coco year, beware.
Yes, Coco beware. This, I mean, I'm gonna. Another. These are really hard. This is another. These three have been probably the hardest for me, because Chris Jericho, as you were saying, is, I mean, honestly, in every way, he's a better wrestler. I mean, Andre
unfair. Just move on. I mean,
is a show. But I will say, Andre the Giant is another one of these figures that transcends wrestling in a way that Chris Jericho doesn't. And I have to go with Andre, honestly.
But, I mean, obviously, he's not as big as Andre outside. But Chris Jericho does have, other than wrestling, you know, promotion. I mean, he was on the Dancing with the Stars deal and did really good. I know he got a lot of pub from that. I mean, Fozzie sucks ass. They're a terrible band, but like,
I took that into consideration. Don't worry.
They do tour the world. I have seen Fozzie play live, and not by my own choosing.
So sorry.
So
okay, well, I'm still going Andre, and only because when Andre the Giant was filming Princess Bride, there was a point where he let out a fart that was like 20 seconds long. I mean, it was a ridiculous loud, like room clearing fart. And the director, was it Rob Reiner who directed that?
I've never seen the movie.
He looks at Andre and goes, "Andre, are you okay?" And Andre looks at him and goes, "I am now, boss." And I love that. So yeah, Andre, for being a legend, a fucking legend.
You know what? This is a lot tougher than the last time I used this thing, but you ask random people off the street, and you got, God damn it, I moved my thing.
Oh, Andre. Fuck. Come on, man.
It's close. It's close.
It really is. That's a really hard one. The man is legendary. I mean, yeah. Think about it. Someone's like, you know, John Cena's going to have to go up against fucking like Hulk Hogan, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh no, John Cena has the best match in the next round. Like, I can see it's filling in the matches below. I can see that one.
All right.
Well, next is easy. Mick Foley is definitely better than Goldberg. I don't think there's any fucking argument there. Shane, wait, no, Shane.
Shane.
No, Shane. Shane, no.
Hold on.
No.
I'm the tiebreaker, but I can honestly tell you, we all know I'm a Mick Foley, Mark. Just saying.
I'm Mick Foley all the way. Shane, no, don't do it.
I mean, here's the bottom line.
Oh, my God.
Is we all love Foley. We all love Foley more. We do.
No.
I love Foley more. You're wrong. You're looking at this,
won the Monday Night
War. As a casual fan, Goldberg means a lot more. Look at the domination in WCW. Look at him coming back into WWE and pretty much dominating. He's still fucking going. He won today.
I am speechless right now. I cannot even begin to fathom the words that are coming out of your fucking mouth right now.
I hate Goldberg. Know.
So how is, yes, Mick Foley is obviously the winner because Mick Foley is better. Mick Foley single-handedly won the Monday Night Wars. He fucking was the man that fucking swung the tide and fucking won the wars. Mick Foley he's put more on the line for our entertainment than any other wrestler in the history of professional wrestling, save maybe Chainsaw Charlie there. Mick Foley. I can't believe you went Goldberg. I can't believe you need to drink. You need to drink right now and drink heavily.
No, I did. I mean, I'm just saying.
You should drink.
You ready? You ready? You ready? You know what still happens every single time Goldberg comes out? And you know what happens the entire segment when he's out? You ready? Goldberg.
They don't say the G. Wayne, what would happen if Foley came out?
People would go, woo! And they go, Foley. And then they'd stop.
I've never seen a Goldberg is God sign. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we got AJ Styles versus Ricky Steamboat, which is another matchup of two incredibly talented wrestlers who are. Fuck, man, this is hard.
No, is hard. I think this one's pretty easy. Like, unfortunately,
I think it's easy too.
I love Alan Joseph, but it's Ricky Steamboat. I mean,
really,
both of you?
No. I have to agree with you, Shane.
Okay.
My shock is that you chose Ricky.
Okay. Yeah. No. The bottom line is this: is that Ricky was good in a modern sense in the time he was wrestling. So I can just imagine if he was born closer to now.
I mean,
he was exciting. He was a legend. He was very true to, you know, he's very true to his character. His character stayed consistent for forever and ever between companies. Doesn't matter where he wrestled, it was always good. And that you can say the same thing for AJ. But to Dozer's earlier argument, if you go up to someone on the street and you ask them, do you know AJ Styles or do you know Ricky Steamboat? More people are going to say they've heard of Ricky Steamboat. I can almost guarantee it.
I can't argue with that. And I agree. Did you choose Steamboat or you went AJ Styles, huh, Dozer?
I went AJ Styles. I'll drink again.
Yeah, you should. You should. Because why not?
He was Mr. TNA, and I'm going to give it to him for that shit.
Oh, I mean, I love AJ.
No, you or Orenthal James is your favorite.
Yeah. Orenthal James Styles.
Okay.
Wow.
Does anybody here actually like Bob Backlund?
I know it's Kurt. Move on. No. Speed up. It's 11:13 at night. No, Kurt.
Kurt Angle obviously is the winner, but I do love Bob Backlund because the man is always fucking 100% in character. He's a man.
No, that motherfucker made me listen to like 6 hours of him talking at Madison Square Garden. Fuck him. It's Kurt Angle.
All right, so that is the end of round one. We could do the rest of this today, or we could just be like, hey, guys, part two next week. We could do it either way. How do you guys want to handle this? How do you want to handle this? Do you want to tease the little piggies? Tease them for next week?
I don't know if they'll like that.
All right, well, then we can go through this. We don't have to argue as much.
We already discussed.
Let's just finish it.
We got Randy Orton. Oh, wait, where are we? We got Randy Orton versus Kurt Angle.
If we really feel like arguing, we'll do it.
Isaac. Kurt Angle.
Dozer. I'm really interested because I already know who I'm going to say.
Kurt Angle. Yeah. He won an Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
That's true. One of the greatest naturals of all time.
I would have said Randy, but that's okay because I figured that's how it was going to go. Hogan Steamboat. Hogan.
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 Absolutely, Hogan. Ooh, Sting and Foley is next up. Oh, I'm going Foley again. Because I don't think Sting should have made it this far because I still think he's overrated.
And Sting should still win over Foley, and I hate to say it. I really do. Oh, wow.
Yes, he moves on. He moves on. I love it. I love
it. The Rock versus Andre the Giant. Two
Rock.
Oof. Yeah, unfortunately, The Rock is one of the biggest wrestling stars of all time.
Even if it's just for, like, even if you forget everything he did in wrestling, but the Hollywood Rock connection and in the pipeline that's been created, nobody still huge.
We'll ever forget Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
He's
Ric Flair. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bruno Sammartino.
Ric Flair. I gotta go Ric Flair. Ric Flair is, it's so hard. That's really hard. But Ric Flair is the guy. I mean, he's the man. He is the man. Bruno Sammartino was before that. But Ric Flair has transcended so many decades of wrestling and has managed to somehow be relevant for 40-something years in professional wrestling.
We don't measure in years or decades. We measure in wives for Rick.
Yeah, so 15. but yeah, I got it.
I wonder why.
Unfortunately, I got to go Ric Flair.
Yeah, I mean, Flair.
Flair it is.
Next up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's another hard one. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus John Cena.
Like, this is a potential, like, should have been a final match almost.
It's John Cena. It is.
It's not John Cena. It's got to be Stone Cold.
Why?
Because we don't need to argue too much, but Stone Cold is the man that, I mean, he sold more tickets than any professional wrestler of all time. Mm-hmm. He kept them. He in the hottest point in professional wrestling, when the business was at its peak, when they had the most competition, he's the man that honestly carried it all. And he did it without ever barely wrestling because his neck was broken. He did it all with character work, all with intensity, and all with just the shit he said and the way he said it. And I honestly believe John Cena. It's like, this is a Final Four match, honestly, but I cannot look past the fact that John Cena was the man in a weaker era, with a slightly weaker, like, not necessarily in-ring talent wise, but like personality wise. Like, the competition during Stone Cold's era on that roster was insane.
Yeah, and, but so. Like, if I just say World Wrestling Entertainment / Federation, do you think Stone Cold or do you think Cena? Because I think Cena immediately.
I always think Stone Cold, man. Okay. Stone Cold, 316. And both of them. I mean, this is one of those matchups that we should have gotten, that we would have, that, you know, had Stone Cold, you know, I mean, granted, you know, like, what he did for the business, but like, it could have been, and what I do think wins.
Especially
with the line. Yeah. What, Austin was a king in an era of kings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree. But he was. So, you know, I, it's a tough one. It really is. John Cena is arguably one of the best of all time.
Easy. Okay, Randy Savage versus Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, man, that's another tough one, and I have to go with Reddy Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero for the WrestleMania finish and the hug with Chris Benoit, because you don't consider what happened after it. That is a really pivotal moment in WWE history.
And goddamn, he was just the best. He's so good. All right, Chris Benoit versus Roman Reigns. This is the point where I have to agree that as much as I love Chris Benoit,
Roman,
everything else comes in the way, and Roman Reigns has to take it, because look at what he has overcome as a wrestler. You know, not just like the cancer, like that's, you know, like that's incredible all on its own, but the fact that he was the most hated wrestler on the roster universally by everyone in the fucking universe. Nobody.
Now he's the biggest star in the world, man.
And he is. He has done what I don't, you know, I don't think any of us probably thought this was possible, you know, when Brian and Punk were doing what they were doing. But yeah, it's got to be.
Well,
Roman.
Now he goes one-on-one with Kurt Angle.
It's Kurt. Kurt Angle. It's Kurt Angle. He's the greatest natural wrestler of all time. Nobody has transitioned into professional wrestling in a quicker time and to be more successful and be the best at everything he did. The man won a gold medal. He won every belt he ever taught. He won the TNA belt. He won the WWF belt. He won it all. The dude was the GOAT.
So let me ask you this, though. If Roman left WWE today and had a literal non-existent no-compete clause, how many companies in the world would not have him immediately and, like, immediately book him as champion?
Yeah, I would say the same thing with Kurt Angle. I mean, the only issue there was his drug issue. But I don't think that takes anything away from his performing. I mean, the dude was, I mean, incredible. Talk about headlining, talk about pay-per-views, talk about main event matches, talk about five-star matches. Like, who has put on more five-star matches, Roman Reigns or Kurt Angle? Who's put on more just barn burner, incredible technical masterpieces?
But
Roman Reigns or Kurt Angle? Who's had better matches overall?
Who's had more success overall?
Kurt Angle. Mm. Kurt Angle is an Olympic gold medalist, dude.
You're including that, but that's not pro wrestling at all. That's pre-pro wrestling.
Got him in there.
It was
a part of his character.
Yeah,
honestly, I can't argue against Angle in this one. Angle's the man.
You're correct, but again, you're overlooking all of the.
I like Roman.
All of the situations that Roman has been put in.
Roman in his prime and Kurt Angle in his prime. Kurt Angle wins every time, for me. He was just better. He was just better, more entertaining. Funnier, better on the mic. God, dude, he was when he could piss everyone off. I mean, just he had it. He fucking had it. But Kurt Angle wins. Yes, yes. Good, good. All right, we're on to what? What's next? What's next, Dozer? We're getting down. This is the final. Is this the final four? I don't know what's happening. What is happening here? Kurt Angle.
It is.
All right,
Hulk
so we got
Hogan versus Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh. Hogan,
it's got to be Hogan. God, is Hogan gonna be SGS's best wrestler of all time?
Mick Foley versus Stone Cold Steve
Austin. Stone Cold.
I'm so sorry, Mick, but yes, it is Stone Cold.
Yeah, all day, every day.
All day, every day. What is the last matchup in the final four? The Rock and Ric Flair. Oh, that is a final four matchup if I've ever seen one. Holy shit, that's difficult. But I gotta
Slick Rick.
It's got to go Ric Flair. The man is pro wrestling. He's the longevity. As much as The Rock's impact in a short amount of time was incredible, Ric Flair is fucking Ric Flair. I guess we're on to the finals, the absolute finals, and we got, oh my god.
Oh no, this is the semifinals, because there's going to be
the semis,
winners,
yes,
of these.
I mean,
semifinals. Ooh, first up, we have match one. We have Kurt Angle versus Ric Flair.
I mean, I've argued multiple times that Kurt Angle should not advance. So, I mean, it's got to be Ric. And I really hope you two agree that it's got to be Ric. I mean,
it's got to be Ric. Unfortunately, yeah. Kurt Angle.
There's no doubt.
Kurt Angle makes a great fourth place winner. For sure on this list. I think that makes sense.
If we really won, we could have them battle out for third, but it doesn't matter.
I think no matter what, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, they're 1, 2, and 3. I think Kurt Angle is easily the fourth here. So next we have Hulk Hogan versus Stone Cold. Fuck, man. That is difficult.
Human being versus shitty human being. Let's go.
But Stone Cold is marginally less shitty, depending on how you look at it, I guess.
And a better wrestler.
Yes, and a better wrestler that I like to watch more.
Stone Cold Steve Austin it is. We agree on that. And goddamn, that put Hulk Hogan solidly in third place. And no, I think this is honestly a very good and honest fucking finals. We have Ric Flair versus Stone Cold. And this is really hard.
And I think it's Ric Flair. If only for longevity. If only for the fact that he was able to wrestle a mostly whole career. Obviously, he had the horrible back injury. But then he wrestled for so long after that and was somehow able to be competent and relevant and entertaining as a wrestler. I mean, you know, at least up until the TNA run, which got a little spicy. But you look at the career he had after, before. I mean, he bridged the gap between territory into the television, you know, the open, you know, network television era. And he was able to, you know, I mean, honestly, be a star on television from, you know, the time he returned from the plane crash from hell until like 2007 is when.
I'm going to say 2021, because even as a negative thing, he was the star of the fucking show on Beyond that's it. No, like the dark side. Like, I mean, it's, and I don't mean that in any like, but he is the fucking star. He still is. Like, he's still a star to this day. When he was on wrestling, he was still a star.
And again, let's just to take Dozer's earlier considerations in. I don't think I've ever heard a Stone Cold drip as far as a random rap song, but I've heard of the Ric Flair drip.
Ric Flair is definitely a cultural icon.
Well, to be fair, Ric Flair is more rap than Stone Cold. Stone Cold's country.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Definitely. Ric Flair's styling, profiling, jet flying, limousine riding,
wheeling, dealing.
The oldest ride with the longest line.
Reaching and feeling.
God damn. That's really hard. And I don't think Stone Cold would be offended if he came in second to Ric Flair. And I think he has to. I think Ric Flair is the greatest wrestler of all time. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Ric Flair is the GOAT.
Yeah.
And I actually feel pretty good about that. SGS Unite, man. We all agreed at the end. So we can have a nice drinky poo. We surprised Aaron with our finals. And you know what? I had fun. That was a lot of fun. I had a good time arguing about who is better and what. Thank you so much to Sarah Visick for the idea. She inspired me with from Buckle Bomb Entertainment with the bracketing idea. She did one with submission holds during a live stream for charity for Connor's Cure. So shout out to Connor's Cure. Go give him some money. Gave me the idea. And this was a lot of fun. We're going to do it again next time you get bored of reviewing shit. So
Or the next time there's a Blood Money show. Who knows? Maybe this could be our Blood Money.
But show. Next week, it's WCW 1997 Road Wild.
Oh, shit. It's live from Sturgis.
Live from motherfucking Sturgis.
It's hell like, yeah. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Dude, that's
gonna well, be it's so annoying.
It's going to be so good.
It's so annoying, dude.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Tune in next week. Tune that's, in next week. That's Dozer, Isaac, Shane. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dozer.
Harambe.
Bye. Dude, look at that tiny thing.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Such Good Shoot. If you are on YouTube, please remember to like, subscribe, and ring that bell icon. Or subscribe to us on your favorite audio catcher. Or finally, if you're on Facebook, leave a comment, like the video, and make sure to share it out to all your friends. Until next time, we have been Such Good Shoot, and have a great day.